May we help to commence our worship of God this evening by singing together hymn 1024, tune Kinsella 167. Hymn 1024. Oh, for a heart to praise the Lord, a heart from sin set free, a heart that's sprinkled with the blood, so freely shed for me, a humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true and clean, which neither life nor death can part from him that dwells within. Hymn 1024, tune Kinsella 167.
May the Lord be pleased to help us to read together from his holy word in the Gospel of Matthew. And we'll read chapter 24. In the Gospel of Matthew, reading together chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumours of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath days. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But this know, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler of his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of that solemn portion of his holy word, and help us and teach us to pray. Now, thou most gracious and most merciful Lord God Almighty, we pray thy help to enable us to pray unto thee this evening. Do grant us indeed that clean heart and a right spirit, that we may come in the attitude of prayer and of praise, in wonder at thankfulness at thy mercies that continue, and that a spirit of grace and of supplication be given, that we may seek thy blessing all the more. As thou hast been our help to bring us hitherto, then do thou be our helper still, and be that continuing helper to us, we pray thee. For, Lord, as we venture again into thy house and around thy word, we come, O Lord, in that knowledge that without thee we can do nothing. O Lord, if thou hast been present before thee, then be present again, we pray thee. and come and fulfil thine own word, even a word that thou hast declared that it shall not pass away. In the gathering of the twos and the threes together thou art in the midst. And so, dear Lord, do come thyself and draw near and be with us in our gathering here in thy house this evening, and each as they may listen also in their homes, and go to each where they are found, we pray thee, and indwell our hearts, we do beseech of thee, that we may have that feeling sense that thou art here, that thou art indeed the altogether lovely one, the chiefest among 10,000, whom our hearts need that grace to long after, and to seek thy blessing, we pray thee. So, dear Lord, could it please thee to condescend to reveal thou art with us, Lord Jesus, we do beseech of thee. We do pray that we may be given that grace to acknowledge our sins and our backslidings, our own spirit that goeth astray, the hardened heart of unbelief, and of all that deserves that final judgment that we have read of, that those who do not watch and wait for thine appearing. But, Lord, we do thank thee for the wonder of thy grace that brings into our hearts that living desire after thee, and brings again that hungering and thirsting that we may see and know thee, Lord Jesus, that we may yet be watching for thine appearing, though thou dost tarry yet, O Lord, we may watch and wait, and be blessed to be found amongst those that we have read of that endure unto the end, that the same shall be saved. O Lord, we may continue to plead with thee to reveal thyself, and to speak out of thy word, and to show forth to us that thy word indeed is truth, that it is that which thou art sanctifying us through, and setting us apart for eternal things in heaven above. O gracious Lord, then do speak mightily out of thy word this evening, that we may be those under thy preparing hand, O Lord, for the things of eternity, the things of the unknown way for us in our little lives, that they just map out for us and graciously lead us in, and those so often dark and mysterious to us, yet always known unto thee. And come, gracious Lord, and grant that light in thy word this evening, we pray thee, that it may even be a lamp, O Lord, that shines for our feet and for our path. Let thee view thy footsteps are here, O gracious Lord, going before us, leading us on in that way everlasting, leading us into those fresh pastures, O Lord, of thy blessing, of thine instruction and thy presence, we pray that thy word is to give to us. O Lord, do take all things in thy hand, we pray thee, and undertake, we do beseech of thee. Draw near then to each soul's need and case as we gather before thee. Say unto each soul, I am thy salvation. Be the word of thy assurance, of thy comfort, and of thy love. And, O Lord, to any that know thee not, do then in mercy awaken and give thy blessings of eternal life. Raise the dead to life, we pray thee. Open the eyes of the blind, unstop the ears of the deaf. And soften the hard heart, we do beseech of thee. Comfort such who has mourned, we pray, that the seekers may truly find thee, and those that ask of thee, it shall be given. And that, O Lord, we may be blessed to continue knocking, that thou would be pleased to open. And grant those blessings of thy mercy to flow down to us, and to show thou art, O Lord, in the midst, O Lord, of all these things, interceding in thy heavenly throne to pray that our faith fail not. And we do pray for that faith view of to thee in heaven, to see that thou dost pray for us. O Lord, make it known even so, we pray thee, for we come as we must continue in prayer to watch in the same with thanksgiving, but no, Lord, with that multitude of failures within us, yet we do pray for that stronger faith that looks within the veil to thee in heaven above, that sees thee who has gotten the victory over death, whoever liveth to make intercession, a great high priest over the house of God forever, that our soul's desire and delight may be in thee, most gracious Lord. Thou hast done all things well. And our faith be enlarged in thee, most gracious Lord, as we, O Lord, seek to worship thee. So could it please thee to abundantly bless this provision thou hast made here in thy house, and to satisfy the poor with bread, we pray thee. Bring us each amongst the poor to whom the gospel is preached, And grant us, O Lord, that we are made poor enough to receive the gospel, that thou hast made room in our hearts to pour in the oil and wine of the gospel, we pray thee, and to be that healing influence and great power of thine for each soul, that thou hast bind up the wounds that sin has made, we pray thee, that thine own law in truth and righteousness is exposed and wrought us to smart under, and to tremble as guilty sinners before thee. Gracious Lord, thou knowest our each need before thee this evening, and thou canst come as thou art the great physician of souls. Thou hast declared thou art be the God that healeth, but thou knowest where thou dost wound and then thou dost heal, where thou dost kill and make alive. And O Lord, permit those sorrows and bring a rejoicing. O Lord, all these things are in thy hand, and we do seek thy sanctifying hand in each pathway that we are called to walk in. Lord, there may be that blessing in it, we do beseech of thee, that seeing it is of the Lord, it is so. And thou hast our need of thy chastening, thy correction. O Lord, reveal thy great love in it all, we do beseech of thee, and to bring us to seek thee, to teach us and to give us those glimpses of the faith to see it is that good way that thou art leading us into heaven, we do beseech of thee. Give help to the deacons here in their many labours, we pray thee, and be a strength in the continued matters of the house of God. Have our friend and brother, thy servant, who ministers, and give him that restoring of health and strength again. We thank you for the mercy that thou hast given him, to give him that little strength to go on. We do pray he may be greatly strengthened yet and healed, if it could please thee, in all aspects of thine afflicting hand upon him. Especially give them those blessings they need in their souls, we do beseech of thee. And so bless the gathering of the church and the congregation here, Lord, and be with them each, we pray thee. Bless and build up the gathering of the church here, we do beseech of thee, with those that shall and must be saved, even set at liberty and gathered amongst them, and to that praise of the glory of thy grace, Lord, and to each as they gather in the congregation to feed their souls with the manner of thy truth, we pray thee. Lord, remember in each case and each need, we pray thee, each situation. Sanctify the providential things to be made a blessing spiritually. Bless the families and the little ones that come, and be with them each, we pray thee. And help them as continued daily pathways that they walk on in, there being that strength equal to the day. And so likewise, those in older years be a helper in infirmities and afflictions pathways, that though natural strength decayeth, yet may inward strength continue and be increased. Lord, that though the outward things must perish, yet may the inward things be renewed. And so, most gracious Lord, may there be those things that are inward for us each this evening, that thou art the same Lord Jesus yesterday and today and forever, and thou canst come and reveal thyself within the midst as one yet present with us, most gracious Lord. Present where each are found, we do beseech of thee. And so, Lord, do yet cause souls to turn and to worship thee here from round about. Though, Lord, do gather in whomsoever thou wilt to worship thee, we pray thee. Lord, that there may be that desire in their hearts who would see thee, Lord Jesus, who would hear thy voice, and make it known thou art revealed in thy word and under thy Spirit's anointing power. And such is a blessing then of each who gather to hear thy word proclaimed. We do seek that blessing for thy labouring servants as they preach the gospel here. Do follow with thy blessing those truths brought forth week by week, we pray thee. And the word that is read also from time to time, may there be much manner in it for each soul, we do pray thee. Thy blessing rest upon all of these things. So Lord, do shine with thy great light yet in this our dark day, to turn the hearts of many yet to thee, to awaken yet many to feel their need of thee, most gracious Lord, to tremble before thee, the only true God, the Lord God of our present mercies, who lengthens out so many blessings and benefits to us that we are ever proving unworthy we are the least of them. And yet, O Lord, thou art giving freely so much. O Lord, and thou hast declared that too much is given, much is required, and thou wilt yet require much of us in all that thou hast given us. Oh, may we be given those hearts that tremble at these things, to realise the many benefits and blessings that we do have, and yet how poor are our hearts, returning thanks unto thee and giving praise unto thee for the many blessings that do flow, for thy gracious forbearance and long suffering, and Tender mercies yet toward us in a day of darkness in the land. A guilty nation that is an abomination surely unto thee in its sins. And all those evil statutes upon the law books of the nation. And the delight of sinners who delight in the ways of evil. Lord, yet remember thy little remnant still, whom thou hast set yet in the midst. May they shine yet as a great light and be a great influence under thy power. May their petitions be yet heard and answered to revive us again. To touch the hearts of those who rule over us, to grant those that were fear thy name to rule over us. To be those of integrity and in truth, we pray thee. That those yet remember us in this election year, to preserve unto us the rule of law and order and of stable government. Things that we can, Lord, look carelessly on so often when we see other nations that descend into warfare and turmoil and all manner of evil, that they descend in a chastening way. O thou most gracious Lord, appear for us, we pray thee. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine. Touch the hearts of our king and the royal household, we pray thee. And yet the people and the hearts of each one of us, O Lord, for we do seek this blessing, that we be given each a praying heart in all of these things. O Lord, thou hast guided us by thy Spirit, we do beseech of thee. Thou hast enlightened us in the truth of thy word. And deliver us, O Lord, from that great flood of evil that causes the love of many to wax cold. Those solemnities that we find in these latter days that we are found in. Thou alone canst turn that tide and bring thy quickening influence and power. Lord, do shine forth yet, we do beseech of thee. And as thou dost send the showers in the earth, do send showers of blessing in thy great and holy name, Lord Jesus, we do beseech of thee. Do shower down thy presence upon us as we gather, and open our eyes to see those wondrous things of thee out of thy law, that we may praise thee from whom our blessings do flow, that we may be blessed with that spirit of worship of thee alone, that in all things thou would have the preeminence. So we do beg, make a cup to give everyone fails to ask. Hear the prayers of each one, we pray thee, send an answer away. Lead us into thy truth, we do beseech of thee. Wash us and make us clean in that fountain thou hast opened. And receive us graciously, Lord Jesus. And we ask all of these things for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Let us continue our worship by singing together hymn number 9 to the tune of Trudon 425. Hymn number 9. Awake my soul in joyful lays, and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh how free. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me, notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh how great. Though numerous hosts of mighty foes, though earth and hell my way oppose, he safely leads my soul along, his loving kindness, oh how strong. Hymn number 9, tune Trudon 425.
which I'll be pleased to help with this evening. I seek to direct your prayerful thoughts to a text you'll find in the chapter we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, and then read together verse 35. The 35th verse of Matthew 24, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Verse 35 in chapter 24 of the Gospel of Matthew. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." The Lord Jesus addressing the disciples as they questioned, showed them that those things of the temple, though they delighted in the building outward, would soon be cast down. And so what a question it raised within them: when would these things be? What would the sign be of his coming? And so he goes on to bring out these many things concerning the latter day. The solemn destruction, of course, of Jerusalem itself and that temple, which is mentioned in that prophecy then of Daniel. And then things concerning his second coming, with these exhortations in it that we are to take heed and be not deceived of men in the proclaiming of many false Christs. That the devil will seek to deceive and be the deceiver of all if he could. But the wonder is that Christ's words do stand the same to keep the soul from being deceived. And so he also bids us to watch, to be those seeking to be right and ready for his appearing. For his appearing is coming then, as we read then of the Lord Jesus Christ, as those days of Noah, when none took notice of the gospel that he preached, or the warning that was in the building of the ark, or those signs then that were present with them, until that solemn day came when they were safe, as souls are in Christ, and the flood came and destroyed all that are outside of that ark. And likewise the flood of God's wrath is coming to destroy all them who are outside of the ark that Christ is to sinners. Oh, the wonder then of that safety which is of the Lord, that wonderful truth of loving kindness, the greatness of it, the wonder of it that we have sung of. Are these not the words of Christ that shall not pass away, these very words of hope? So in our text this evening then, the Lord Jesus, he sets a contrast then between earthly things and heavenly things. The very things of heaven and earth he is the creator of, he declares of a set end, and they shall pass away. They are presently here, they are under the hand of God to control, and he will use them as he will to bring his people forth in the earth and to have a knowledge of him by his own Spirit's power, which will come forth out of his own mouth, the word of truth. And that word, once given, it cannot be overthrown. It is not to pass away. It is to be an eternal word in the hearts of his dear people, and that eternal hope for us. So there is the things that shall pass away here, and the things that shall not pass away. Oh, that our hearts this evening may be set in those things which shall not pass away. Our natural heart is set yet in the natural things that are certain to pass away, and the natural things of the world and of ourself and of our own life. But what a mercy will we are given another heart, another spirit that seeks to hear the voice then of Christ speaking, and knows that we cannot live without the manner that he reveals out of his truth concerning himself, that we as lost sinners then are condemned to death forever, and only through his saving grace and power are we delivered to know the comfort then of his words of blessing. The things that shall not pass away then, they are words being Christ's own teaching, the word of God in the law that convicts the guilty sinner, that brings us in as guilty and as condemned before a holy God. of which then we cannot excuse ourselves, and though the natural man fights against it and does not receive it as the truth and discards it and lives in ignorance to it, yet whereso the Holy Ghost enters in with power, the word is laid to heart and is given us to be brought under the hand of it as power, as guilty, and thereby we tremble at that which is spoken in the word of God. We are given a heart then to hear it, and oh, may we be blessed with that tender heart, that new heart and new spirit that we so greatly need then to worship our God and to live before the Lord with, that desires to hear humbly the word of God, that as much as we need then to hear the word that finds us out as sinners, we need to hear it then in a saving way. It brings us out of ourselves and our sins and to look to the Lord Jesus, the dear Son of God, the Son of Man, the Saviour of sinners, who indeed has come by his own word in prophecy and fulfilled all things concerning the deliverance then of the souls of his people in salvation, and become the Lord, the salvation then of his people. And in him alone then is our only hope this evening. In Jesus Christ and him crucified, the precious truth of the gospel then that cannot pass away, the loving kindness then of the Lord being revealed, that sinners might praise their God and Saviour. Oh, may that be our heart's desire this evening, to ever give him the thanks, the honour, the glory. That he is all glorious and to be glorified. And how little our hearts think then in that way, right way of praise to God, from whom these blessings so freely flow. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Our present dwelling place and existence then is temporal. Things indeed that cannot be forever. And alas, our own nature seeks to make its home here and lives as if we'll be living forever. But what a great need then we have of Christ's words then to enter into our hearts with power and to show us that this is not our rest, and that we need that which is heavenly, that which is beyond what the natural eye does see. And is given this spiritual eye, this spiritual ear, that desires then to know these words then that shall not pass away. And here then the Lord Jesus speaks of the truth then that he is proclaiming, the word that goes on to be spoken then as the message of truth in those faithful witnesses to his ministry, the apostles, the disciples, and those things that we have laid down in the word of God. That we later read, of course, even in the revelation that Christ declared to John the Apostle, that we have then a part of this message then of the words of Christ that shall not pass away. Spoken of then in the word of God as the word of the Lord that shall stand forever. Isaiah declares the word of our God standing forever. He felt that it was his God, that word cannot fail. And dear Peter, of course, declares it as a word that endures forever. A word indeed which is the very essence of the gospel. The gospel opens up the word of God and the blessings of salvation. But it also lays that foundation that we are then due to be condemned forever except God show mercy, except grace abound toward us. So it's for our hearts then to be given that felt need to be on the right side then of the words of Christ. So surely he who was this righteous judge and shall judge righteously as he must come again. And we'll see then in our hearts and lives whether we are those who are those faithful servants of his, seeking his honour and his glory and watching for his coming, or those unfaithful ones that we are in our nature and our own spirit of self, that is not cared when he shall come because it does not believe he will. And then as that portion amongst those that we read of at the end, reminding us then of the word of Christ then that shall not pass away. There is righteous judgments in the words of Christ, and how we deserve to fall under them as sinners. It may be yet that we have known the words of Christ speaking of his tender love and mercy. It so draws our hearts to worship him and seek him to bless us this evening. So the truth of the gospel then brings before us in that needful blessing that we need hearts then to seek him for, to be given God's grace and to search the scriptures to find them. Like those Bereans that we read of in the days of the apostles, who searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so, that they needed the knowledge of these words personally to them. They could hear them proclaimed in the gospel, there was a power in what was preached. But how they would not leave the matter there. And may that be the exercise of heart that we each are in as we hear the word proclaimed, and how precious when the Spirit rests upon the gospel truth. But he does not leave it there to just be a blessing in that set time, but will give a heart to search it out in the word afterward, to seek to live upon that same Jesus. It is not in the power of man then to give the blessing, but in Christ's power to show that his word is not passing away, though we feel the feeling sense of its blessing is passed away. Yet the word that he has spoken, the word of hope, is to be continually looked for in the word of God searched out. The Lord would yet reveal it again and again to us, that we may continue then to dwell in that word, dwell in Christ. It is a part of what the Lord Jesus speaks to his disciples then, that they were to abide in him and his words would abide in them. Those doctrines and teachings that he had spoken would continue. They needed them. They were to live in that sense then, that though he was not bodily with him, them as disciples, as he must ascend into heaven, they must continue then to live in the word that he had spoken. And they had the great promise upon it, as we also have then, of the Spirit to reveal it. The Holy Ghost then to be our teacher and our remembrancer, or to give the needful power then that sets apart then this expression this evening, my words, Christ's words. Oh, the word then and his words, that is really what this text is speaking of. Christ, the message, the word himself, as John speaks of him. And so the expression then that he uses, the words, many things spoken, but really all one word, all one Jesus, one wonder of the eternal God speaking through his dear Son, pointing us to the love of the Father and the need of the Holy Ghost to teach us, to commune these blessings and convey them into our hearts, and be the ever-present helper for us. But my words, in the contrast then of all earthly things failing, and all flesh, as it is set in other places and in God's word, as being but grass and as a flower of the field that passeth away. Again, reminding us of the passing through springtime, we behold the beautiful flowers and how soon they fade away. A picture of our lives, as they soon fade, the strength soon begins to recede. But have we something within us that is not fading away? We often fear that our faith is fading away, our hope seems so dim. And are the things of God real anymore? Unless we may fear that we enter into what we have read of in that solemn sign of these last days, of the great flood of iniquity, the love of many waxing cold, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh, word indeed, it shall not pass away, it shall be a mark. But where indeed the flood of evil is, and where our hearts are open to embrace it, then how it brings that coldness in spiritual things, how we need God's gracious deliverance from it. So may the Spirit then open our eyes this evening to view a few of these wonder things that are found in the words of Christ, as he speaks here then, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Lord may help us to speak something of the standard of these words. They are pure words of holiness. And then something of the standing of the soul in resting upon the word, the words of Christ, of the Saviour himself. And also to denote something of the word that sanctifies the soul, that ye are clinging to the word that I have spoken unto you. All those disciples were set apart as those brought into the things of life, because they'd be given that heart to listen to the teaching of their Lord and Master, which was on his account, declaring that they were clean. They were not clean through their own works, but through the words of a precious Saviour. And how we need the evidence that our hearts indeed are standing in that living way of faith and being sanctified by the Spirit in speaking the words of Christ to us, and showing that they are indeed those pure words of holiness, the standard that is set in them. The standard, of course, is in the person that he is, the holy, spotless Son of God, the only true and living God. When he indeed has spoken this word into existence, and therefore being the creator of it, sustains it. Well, how he has done so in that way of perfection. And though he has cursed it in its measure because of the entrance of sin, as a reminder then of a rejection of the counsel and word of God, yet his word stands ever true and holy to maintain the order of the earth as it stands into that day when he will cause it to pass away. The great certainty of it reminded of us here then. The cause it then to be greatly changed in the days of Noah, the flood. And yet he preserves it beyond that with his covenant blessing with the heaven and the earth. That there are so signs in it then of the day, the night, the cold, the heat, the summer, the winter, the seed time and harvest. It shall not cease while the earth remaineth. And is not that witness then to us still, that same standard then, that it is the truth that Christ speaks? He declares in that way of his petition that the word of God is truth, thy word is truth, as he prays to his Father, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. The word then that stands forever true. Ever the devil seeks to destroy, undermine, turn our hearts from as sinners, to not think it is true and to live carelessly concerning it. Oh, the words then of Christ shall not pass away, they stand forever as the standard of truth. What is then behind all that is declared to be true and right, which is of course the essence of his eternal righteousness being conveyed in what he speaks, that he cannot speak in unrighteousness or in evil, but is all the things that come from the devil and from our own hearts in that spirit then of our unbelief, a natural spirit that we are solemnly afflicted by in our birth, naturally speaking, a fallen heart and spirit before the Lord. But oh, how he speaks then his word to overthrow that evil then of the heart and of the natural spirit, to give another heart, another spirit. That we should have that within us that we stand upon or live upon, that is from himself in heaven. My word shall not pass away. He declares himself in his own teachings that ye must be born again, that standard then of righteousness and truth. The blessings of God to enter into his kingdom, to be found yet dwelling with him, the great King of Kings, and in that spiritual kingdom of his grace, we need him then to give us another heart, another spirit, which he had proclaimed through his prophet Ezekiel, which he had given the dear psalmist then to pray for, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The standard then of the word of the Lord through Nathan had cut him down as a sinner, that he was the man that was guilty of death. He deserved to die for that which he condemned another for. The rich man stealing a poor man's ewe lamb and sparing his own, which he then, he did not see himself in it, only when the Lord spoke it. And the Lord knows how he has spoken into our hearts in any matter that has brought us then to acknowledge our sins. We have truly come short, we are guilty, we are worthy of death, and thereby beg the Lord for his great mercy to spare us, to yet wash us from that defilement of sin. You see, the standard then of Christ in the truth that his word speaks, that word then has been in every generation, the truths given in the law at Sinai, declaring then the glories and the holiness of eternal God, and the need of man then to live aright in the fear of God, in the honour to God and that love one to another. What we later read of that standard then of great love that the Lord Jesus amplifies in his life and ministry, love to God and love to our neighbour, that we are not to have any love to self. Oh, it is to be that love that is drawn up to him who has given love, and that loving spirit then is those that receive it from on high to likewise love one another. What the Lord Jesus often exhorted his disciples in, what a standing that would be for them, for the Lord Jesus knew they would be so greatly tempted into many ways of evil. They would be assaulted with many false Christs and prophets to turn their hearts away from himself, that would cause much falling out and much falling away in the path of evil. Oh, the precious words of Christ that shall not pass away, because he declares that same love to them, that he gives unto them eternal life and they should never perish. Speaks of his own works and ways in that 10th of John as the shepherd and of the sheep, being the door of the sheepfold, the entrance into these things, the one that will watch over and care and lead them forth and be everything to them, and show that he sets that mark upon those that are his sheep that will follow him. He gives them the ear then to hear his voice. Oh, that voice that is of truth and of righteousness, and it brings them to listen. And oh, the wonder then if their hearts have been caused then to hear the power then of the word of God that draws us after the Lord Jesus Christ, his great drawing love. We seek then to be following him, or never afar off. Our only hope of standing aright then, on being right before the Lord, is to be near unto him, is to be in a place where his word then is being heard, where his words are honoured and valued and prayed much over, that maybe with great blessing, that we should be fed then upon the words that he speaks. They should be that very manner that the Spirit uses then to feed our soul. Oh, the wonderful standing then of a often feelingly sinking soul becomes that word then is a great rock and a refuge, a place of safety, a strong tower then to the one that runneth and hideth therein. Oh, proving that it is a word that cannot fail, it cannot be moved. It is one of the unshakable things that the Apostle Paul writes of in the Hebrews, to show indeed that the things that are made will be shaken. Those things that cannot be shaken should remain. All these wonderful gifts then of Christ in causing his word then to be here heard, it is not to pass away. It is what is written in heaven then, and cannot be erased in that heavenly place. And as he writes it in the heart then of his dear people, though we don't always feel the benefit and the blessing, and yet given those longings to do so, he and he only then can show that they are yet there, and he will use them again. But they are that work then of his Spirit sanctifying, because they are that engraving work upon the heart. The Apostle Paul spoke then of those to whom he wrote to, being the epistle then of his, written upon the fleshy tables of their hearts. So that it was the Spirit's work to engrave the truth that was made a blessing and a benefit to them. It was such an effect in their lives because it was in their hearts. We will find the things in our lives are governed by the feelings of our hearts. And often that evil heart then it goes in a wrong way. And except we be given another heart, another spirit then that sees the great value then of the words of Christ, that they are vital to us, we indeed will neglect these things. But what a wonder it is, the word then of truth will be that engraved work then and word upon the soul of the poor sinner. There's the Lord Jesus declares in his wonderful word then concerning his people being engraven upon the palms of his hands, all that they are found in need of, and all that they are as persons, as failing sinners before him, yet engraved there to declare his great love for them, that they cannot be lost or cast away. Verily the truth that he is speaking, that they must hear, will cause it to be that which is engraved upon the heart. Whether it's the hymn writer takes up to declare indeed that it would be engraved upon our hearts that the Lord Jesus Christ is that one thing needful. Now the one thing needful art. We might say in that humble faith that I could from all things parted be, and never, never, Lord, from thee. And the desire we would ever be in that place. But alas, our own heart then is often not in such a desire. But I believe there is another sense you may view those words in, that truly we can be parted and shall be parted from all other things, but can never be parted from the dear Saviour as love with an everlasting love. Though we oft feel afar off and do not feel him near, yet we cannot ever be parted from him who has set his love upon the poor sinner. They are given of the Father unto the Saviour. To be that revealed truth that is a sanctifying blessing to us, a blessing to cause us to marvel and set us apart then as those singularly loved by such a Saviour, whom he will not leave to be lost. Because indeed that work then is to engrave the words, to cause them to sink deep, to have that great effect upon us. To show that what then he has spoken, he does not then deny and take away, go back on. But he is to his dear people that sacred truth, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That testimony of having Hebrews 12 are those whose faith we are to follow. Yes, the Spirit directs us to ponder those many witnesses that make a great cloud, a huge number indeed, that the Lord's work is engraved in their hearts, who has lived before in the Spirit then of Christ's words in faith. You have seen something of the holiness and the truth of them, and have stood upon that truth, have lived and died in hope, to point us to that same gracious God and Saviour that he is. That we worship not the cloud of witnesses or any one of them, but Christ himself, who gives that very gift of faith, who is this word itself. The Spirit then is engraving that same truth in the souls of sinners still. That they should not be lost. That they should be showing forth a faith indeed that declares that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today. With all that the Word of God then reveals in that wonderful way of his past workings and words, we prove to be a present Word. For the Word of Christ, the words of Christ then are never out of the need to be heard. They are relevant to us. It is his voice that will speak them. And it is his power that will seal them in his works upon the heart. Bring to pass the purposes in those words. the words that are sanctifying his dear people by his precious promises then, breaking our hearts in his great love, melting us to realize how unworthy we are then of any good thing, and yet he declares, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He speaks against all that our fears may be, that he will supply all of our need, and lead the soul to be cast away at last. But he has declared that with a great loving kindness he draws his people, yea, with an everlasting love, I love thee. Oh, how he has love from old and loves forever. And so draws out by loving kindness still the hearts of his dear people. But my words. And as the prophet Isaiah then was led to see that though the mountains and the hills would depart, yet the kindness of the Lord would not depart. For loving kindness, the gracious Saviour was ever the same. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. The 10th verse in Isaiah 54 that brings forth that same truth really, that declares in that way of the prophets looking for their Christ, looking for Messiah to come. Here is one whose sanctifying words, whose words they stood on, were words of loving kindness. Words indeed that declare the kindness of the Lord through the covenant of peace, through the precious blood shed, through the sacrifice he would make, and thereby seal that peace forever, and show his words are those victorious words when he declares that it's finished, that the suffering is done, the punishment is met, the travail of his soul then has been seen, and there is a satisfaction in heaven that answers every demand of justice and silences every condemnation then that would be railed against the guilty sinner. This is done that sinners might live. Oh, the wonders then of Christ's words that secure the covenant of peace, the blessing of salvation. But my words, so long prophesied before and then graciously fulfilled, and now declared of the Holy Ghost, is that vital saving truth then of lost sinners, that the Good Shepherd should find them out, should lead them in these fresh pastures of his word. So it is this same Jesus that we need, and show that to set amongst his dear people then he is bringing us to show us, standing us here upon this sanctifying truth of his. It does not leave the soul wanting at last. It's an all-sufficient blessing for the many changing scenes then of our present time, and much more all-sufficient blessing then for death itself. Though for us then the things of earth pass from us as we pass from it, never shall the word of God then pass away. It is settled in heaven. It has its stability, its dwelling place there, and yet its influence is to be heard and known in the earth, in the soul, to bring the soul to heaven at last, to show indeed that the prophets then, if they have spoken of these things, they declare then to show in the Spirit's mind that the Lord would emphasize that these things then of his rich blessing would not pass away. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look to the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. That word in Isaiah 51 verse 6. And you see how he uses his prophets to point to the natural things that are the wonders of God's works, that are to be beheld and to behold the God who has created them and he maintains them. He was yet set an end on them and declared they shall wax old as doth a garment. The vital thing is his salvation, his truth, his word. The word in our hearts that he has spoken. The word that we need in our hearts that he speaks. That same word of power then that created all things. And again the Lord turned the prophets then to look upon the natural things to emphasize the spiritual. Even Jeremiah was led much then to behold these natural things that were about concerning the ordinances of heaven. In chapter 31 we read there, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea and the waves thereof that roar. The Lord of hosts his name, if these ordinances depart from before me, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. And still he has his Israel spiritually, he has that natural nation, of course, of the Jews that remain. And so we prove the words of Christ, they shall not fail here. Because the prophet spoke of them, he maintains the ordinances then of the day and night. And all things in the natural world, we might say. And he adds to that then, that thus saith the Lord, if the heaven can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for what they have done, saith the Lord. And we know the devil gets hold of these words and seeks to overthrow them. He knows that he seeks to send man in all parts of the atmosphere to seek out the distance of this, that and the other. But the Lord declares here that if it can be measured out then surely these things will be cast away. The devil seeks to find a chink there in what the Lord has spoken, but he will ever prove them to be one that is deceiving. Those things can never be done. Because those things of his dear people are sure, as his word is sure, as he is the only true God, one that cannot ever fail. And that all the efforts then in a spirit then of going against the Lord is in vain. But the spirit then of the Lord is to amplify then the truth that he is revealing. He has set his place in that, his people in that place of safety. Because his word then is set over them to be a word of his own rich blessing. So as he declared that wonderful promise then of his covenant blessing, I will be their God, they shall be my people, saith the Lord. So he declares indeed that this word of his covenant blessing cannot fail. That it is not through our efforts that we know the truth, he writes it in the heart. And it declares by his prophet that all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. He, knowing who his children are then, is the teacher of them. Setting them apart then to be those that shall glorify him forevermore. And so the Spirit ever declares then throughout the word of God. This same Jesus then. It's when him the apostle Paul declares so beautifully then by the Spirit in the Hebrews as coming in his flesh and his blood. The glorious Son then of God that the psalmist refers to in Psalm 102. That though these earthly things are to wax old and to vanish away as of a garment, yet Lord thou remainest. And so as God remains, so his word must remain. And for our souls this evening then, how vital we have the ear of faith and to hear the word of God, the words of Christ. The very message then that he is declaring that our souls should be saved. That he declares that word of love and forgiveness to us, that word of tender mercy. Though we fear that is a forgotten, a fading word, and is it really real? Our sins seem to be all the worse in our hearts, lifted up more and more in unbelief. And yet that word shall not pass away that he has spoken, that is a word of hope. He will give us that searching of heart in it and stirring up the heart to seek for it to be made a blessing. We read how it was the psalmist when he prayed that the Lord would remember that word upon which he had caused him to hope. He knew what a help it was in an afflicted pathway. But that word quickened him. It was a word of life, had a power in the word. And so to teach us that we need likewise to pray for those renewed blessings in the word of God. They may ever shine with their great light and be that sweet evidence that we are being those being sanctified through the truth. The petition of the Lord Jesus Christ then being answered on our behalf. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. These words then of his prayer will surely be answered as he is to command this blessing then of his great love set upon them. Oh, the cost of that great love causing him to suffer and to die, to give his all. That we might be so melted in our hearts that such a wonderful Saviour, such a wonderful love, that we be given that desire then to ever glorify him, ever acknowledge in all humility the great goodness of the Lord toward us, that there is such a glory in himself and his word. His word shall not pass away. Oh, the word of Christ sent in our hearts this evening, may it be what he gives us that burning exercise to know thee more of. That we have those clearer views of him, that sweet sense of his presence. That truth that he has declared that certainly I will be with thee. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And as we read those many exceeding great and precious promises as Peter speaks of them, the Spirit make them exceeding great and precious to us, because they shall not pass away. They are to be fulfilled. And that sense of this word then this evening is that the word is given, it has been spoken, and therefore it cannot cease. Or that we have the ear then to hear what has been spoken, what is being spoken, what will be spoken. That is our hope as we continue in the path of faith. It is the Lord is yet speaking. There is much to be heard. There is so much yet to be known that is unknown, that the soul needs revealed to it. And that we need that hunger and thirst for it. The Lord grant it to us to see that here then is a great fullness that cannot then be ever emptied. But through him alone we'll flow down to provide all that we need. Be that sufficient blessing then for every impossibility and trial in life, and be an all-sufficient blessing in the hour of death also, to carry us through when flesh and blood must fail, but when the soul is to return to him who has given it. Oh, may we have that vital evidence then of the enduring word of Christ in the present, that we rest in it then for time and for eternity. The Lord bless his word to us this evening and forgive all that I speak amiss from it. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 247 to the tune Nativity 858. O Lord, I would delight in thee and on thy care depend, to thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. Oh, that I had a stronger faith to look within the veil, to credit what my Saviour saith, whose words can never fail. Hymn 247, tune Nativity 858. Thank you.
mercy, forgive and pardon. All there to see amiss in our worship this evening, dear, bless us through thy word and grant that living desire to praise thee more. For our many benefits and blessings are ours. Do be our keeper and helper now as we go on our way. Bless us with safe journey as we go home this evening. Remember each who disconnect from the service at home and be with each there, and watch over us in the night that may come if it could please thee. But a good night's rest in due time. But do guide and we pray thee, each one of us, by thy counsel, and afterward receive us into thy glory. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us forever. Amen.